God, but they choose to follow idol. They choose to do things that pleases them. They forgot what God has done for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about ingratitude here. What is ingratitude? Ingratitude is defined as the lack of gratitude. To neglect or to recognize and appreciate something, something good that someone has done for you in the past. Imagine, let's put ourselves in the shoes. Or how would you and I feel when you've helped somebody? You've paid for somebody's school fees, or somebody called you back home, and you've done all you could to help them. And the next thing is that you do not hear anything from them again until they need your help again. Some people, they will even try their best to send you six letters word, thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the hearts of ingratitude people. Amen. Another definition. Ingratitude is the attitude that overlooks good things in life. Ingratitude people, they are the people that they believe that they deserve it. They have the mentality of entitlement. It is my right. It is my right. My dad can do this for me. Even we realize that even as a parent, the first words or the three words that we always teach our children is manners. We always teach them to say good morning. We always say them to say please. We always tell them to say thank you. Not to talk of we that we call ourselves Christian. Many Christians, they serve God just because of what they can get from the Lord. Many of us, we serve God or we praise God when we have received something from him. But the word of the Lord told us in that Romans chapter 21 that they knew God, they know God as God. But they decided not to worship him as God. And they follow what pleases them. Many of us, what pleases us today is our business. What pleases us today is our job. What pleases us today is the money that we are chasing after. So the Christian in Romans, which apply to us today, they follow their desires because that was important to them. They forgot about the giver. They forgot about he that has been preserving them and protecting them. So they refuse to worship God and to give him all the glory. There is one thing for you to know God, and it's another thing for you not to know God. So we know God, we have knowledge of God. It's not the same as glorifying him as God. We have knowledge of God. It's not the same thing as glorifying him as God. Many of us, we have read all the Bible verses that talks about thanksgiving. But in our character, we still don't show thanksgiving to God. So what is the point of the knowledge of God that we have? But still, yet, we refuse to glorify him as God. We know God as the omnipotent, omniscience, omnipresence. He is the suffering God. But yet, we still don't worship him as God. Knowledge is of no use if it does not lead to holy practice. Knowledge of God that you have, that people could not see it in your life, that you are a child of God. You have a knowledge of God, but it does not show in our character. It does not show in things we do. That knowledge is in vain. And exactly that's what happened to the Christian in Rome. They have the knowledge of God, but the knowledge was in vain. They only serve God when he has done something good for them. But when there is nothing, they forgot about God. You are the most high. That means when things are going good for us, he is the God. He is the Jehovah. But when things are not going great, when things turn other way around, it's no longer God. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So Bible says their spiritual eyes was blind. And this is the consequences that those that do not grateful, that do not return all the glory to God, this is what belongs, this is what happened to them. They become confused. Pastor Jide talks about what happened on the social media. People tell you this, they tell you that. People are confused. Why? Because we do not understand the God we are serving. We were created to give him all the glory. The essence of you, myself, being alive, is to return the glory back to our Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Examples of ingratitude. Biblical examples of ingratitude. Hallelujah. What happened when people fail to appreciate God and the consequences they fail? The number one example will be taken from Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. I'm going to read from verse 2 to 4, and then I will try to read maybe 30 because of our time. And that's the story of Israelites in the wilderness. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives, our children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Let me read what happened to them. Let me go back to quickly to the same verse, number 26. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard their complaint of this grumbling Israelite. So I tell them, as surely as I live, I declare the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard from you." What was the very thing? Let's go back to the top. "If only we had died in Egypt, all this, or in this wilderness, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by this word?" And the Lord said to them, that very word that you utter, I will do to you. That's why it's so important that we are very careful when we are going through a rough time. Christians that pay attention on what they do not have, and because of that, they say negative things to God. Let us be careful, because our God is faithful. He said, "I will do to you the very things I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall." That's what they've already declared themselves. That's what they declared themselves. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the censor and who has grumbled against me. People of God, it's so important. Grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the kingdom as well with uplifted hand and make your home, except Caleb and Joshua. Except Caleb and Joshua. People of God, this is the consequences that we receive when we grumbled about God. Despite of the miraculous things that they have seen, despite the hands of the Lord they have seen in many ways, still they still grumbled. Despite of God rescuing them from the land of Egypt, from the land of slavery, taking them into the promised land, even in the wilderness, he provided manners for them, but they were not grateful. They were not satisfied. The journey of 40 days, I read it somewhere, the journey of 40 days became 40 years. That Bible text says every single year represents, every single day represents 1 year. The journey of 40 days became 40 years. Why? Because they grumbled and complained instead of appreciating God for his provision and for his protection. This is what we do as a child of God. This is what we do as a child of God. We fail to appreciate God as God. And this thing we are talking about this morning, ingratitude, is a serious consequence. It's a serious issue, and it's something to do with the heart. Some people, they say, I forget to say thank you. It's more than that. It's because you do not have that heart of gratitude. There is no how somebody will do something to you, and you will not say thank you. Do you realize that ingratitude people don't have many friends? Ingratitude people don't always find people to help them when they are in need. Why? Because their heart sends people away from them. Their heart makes people to depart and to run away from them. And this is what happened to the Christian in Rome. And that's what is happening to a lot of us. The reason why many Christians don't enjoy continuous blessings of God is because we grumble, complain. We are not satisfied about what God has done for us. Hallelujah. When we focus on our discomfort or what we don't have, we will miss the blessing of the Lord. And that's what they did. The Lord brought them from the land of slavery into where he's taking them. But because of the challenges on the way, they begin to grumble. They begin to complain. People of God, no matter how anointed you are, or you have, or grace you have got upon your life, in this journey of Christian race, the road ain't going to be easy. The road is not going to be smooth. And if you are not ready to go on that road, whether it's smooth or not smooth, you better turn back, but it's too late to turn back. Because that's what happened. If God had told them that you are going to the promised land, the road will not be easy. I know some of them will turn back. They say, let's better sit down here. When you and I were leaving Nigeria or wherever we come from to the Great Britain, I mean, especially people that just came in recently, they were so surprised. They were so surprised because they did not expect that this country that we've been seeing or people talking about, is this how it is? Is this what you people are doing here? Because it's not going to be easy. The righteous survive violence. That's only the violence one can take it by force. The kingdom of God survive violence. The way to the kingdom is narrow. A lot of people will not like it. But the broader way, the way that is full of gold, enticement of the darkness of this world, that's the way that a lot of people want to follow. You will not follow that way of the devil in the name of Jesus. I say you will not follow the way of the devil in the name of Jesus. Do you know that many of us only appreciate God when we receive things we can see and touch? I was watching some time ago one of the gospel musicians on internet. I think somebody bought her a car, and then, you know, she was rejoicing. You know, it was so loud and all of that. And I was saying to myself that, why is it that when God does something that we cannot see or touch, our thanksgiving is small? Are you with me? But when God provides something like a house or a car or a job or things that we can see, it's loud. We come here to do thanksgiving. So do you want to tell me that you waking up in the morning, the highest praise you should give to God should not be louder than when you receive a car? But that's what happened to us. In fact, some of us, we don't even come forward here to testify to the goodness of God just for the salvation of our soul, just for your health, being able to do things you wanted to do. But when God provided a job for you, you come here and shout. I'm sorry to use the word shout. We come here and praise God. When we were praying the choir before the service, I heard it clearly that the prayer and the worship of ungrateful people is the noise in the ears of God. If you are not grateful, if you don't know how to return glory to God, all your prayer is like a noise. It's the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that said, you know, no matter what you have, gift of prophecy and all of that, and you don't have love, it's like a sounding brass in God's ears. So you know how to sing, you know how to pray, but you don't know how to return the glory to Him. You are just making noise in His ear. And that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Second example of people, of ingrateful people, ingratitude people, is Nebuchadnezzar. That's Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4 from verse 28 to 37, but I'm just going to quickly summarize it. Daniel chapter 4, verse 28 to 37. This is after when King had a dream. And Daniel was able to interpret the dream to the king. And Bible would make us to understand that after 12 years that the dream was interpreted, the king was on the top of his roof. And this is what happens to a lot of us. Because we have a big house. I'm so sorry for using things that we can see and touch so that we can get it properly. You know, it could be a cloth, it could be your achievements at work, you know. So Nebuchadnezzar was on top of his roof. He was looking. Is it not the kingdom that I've built by my power? Is it not the kingdom that I've built with my mighty hands? And what happened to him? The Lord did not even allow him to finish his word. Immediately, his kingdom was torn down. And what happened? He was sent to the field to eat with animals. He grows feathers for good 7 years. For good 7 years. Because Nebuchadnezzar failed to acknowledge God and appreciate God for who He is and take credit for himself. And that's what happened to a lot of self-made rich people. They believe that I have achieved all this by my power. I can do this. I have achieved this because of my education. I have achieved this because of my connections. Because I've been in the trade, on the industry for a long time, I was able to achieve this. Who give you the power? Who give you the knowledge? Bible says, I am the Lord who give you power to make wealth. No matter what you gather, no matter what you can achieve here on earth, the glory still belongs to God. Because God is the giver of all things. Tell your neighbor, God is the giver of all things. God is the giver of all things. So ingratitude of Nebuchadnezzar caused him to live like an animal for good 7 years. The Bible makes us to understand that when he repented, when he came back to his senses, when he gave the glory that God belongs, that belongs to God, to God, his kingdom was restored. I pray that you will not lose everything that you have in the name of Jesus. Due to ungrateful heart, you will not lose everything you've had in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The characteristics of ungrateful heart. The characteristics of an ungrateful heart is that they are self-centeredness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 2. Bible says we will become lovers of ourselves. We will become unholy. We will not love others. We will put ourselves first in everything. They are self-centeredness people. They boast about everything they have. It's just about them. It's about me, myself, and I. They don't give credit to God. They believe it's all about them. Those people like that, they don't enjoy God's blessing for a very long time. And the number two is pride. Number two characteristics of an ungrateful people is pride. Pride, Bible makes us to understand in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction. Pride goes before destruction. Anyone with ingratitude at their people with a heart of pride. There are people, their heart is full with pride. And ingratitude is rooted in pride. Ingratitude is rooted in pride. And this is the same very thing that God, Satan, kicked from out of the heaven because of pride. He wants to be like God. He wants to do things like God. And this is so serious, people of God. Pride can make us lose everything we have worked for. Pride can make our spiritual life to be blindness. Pride can make us to be confused in the journey of our Christianity. If we refuse to return the glory to God, if we refuse to cultivate the heart of gratitude. Pride people don't see reason why they should acknowledge God. They believe, why now? And I mean, if there are people that do not believe God, that's different. But among the Christians, do you know that if you call some of the Christians now that come and sing 10 worship songs or 10 praises songs, some of us, we have hiccups along the way because we don't used to singing to the Lord. And one of the greatest weapons or one of the way we can appreciate God, Pastor Damilari mentioned earlier on about tens, about our offering. One of the first ways is to sing unto the Lord. This is what we're going to be doing in heaven. This is what we're going to be doing in heaven. So if you don't know how to sing, go and cultivate the attitude. Go and learn how to sing. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Number three characteristics of ungrateful people is they complain and grumble. Exactly what happened to children of Israelites. They complain and grumble. Everything they have, it is not enough. We focus so much on what we don't have, yet we forget what we had. We forget what God has done for us. We forget the heart that we have. We forget the salvation of our soul. We forget being alive alone. It can only be by the grace and the glory of the Lord. But the grumpy people, the people that complain, they only focus on now, on what they don't have. They complain about what they don't have instead for them to be thanking God for what God has done for them. You will not be a complainer in the name of Jesus. You will not be a complainer in the name of Jesus. Consequences of ingratitude, people. Consequences of ingratitude, people. Number one, it leads to spiritual darkness. It leads to spiritual blindness. And that's what we read in Romans chapter 1 from verse 21. Because they know God as God, but they do not give glory to God as God. Despite of everything they have seen, despite of seeing the creation of the world, still, they do not know God as God. They turn to idol. They worship idols. They put their desire first as their focus. And what happened to them? They were spiritually blindness. They lose their focus. They were confused. Why would they not? They were confused indeed. Because they know God. Bible declared that they were Christians. But when they confused, when they were spiritually blinded, they follow idols. They do things that do not glorify God. And this will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. This will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. When we do not appreciate God and give him thanks, when we do not appreciate God and give him thanks, our heart will become darkened. Our heart will become darkened. We will lose our spiritual discipline. We will lose our spiritual truth. Our spiritual life will become decay. Your spiritual life will not become decay in the name of Jesus. Amen. The consequences of ingratitude, people, number two, leads to separation from God. It leads to separation from God. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. Bible says, but he gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. The Lord opposed the proud. He opposed the proud. When you and I do not give the glory that belongs to God, it causes separation between us and our Maker. It makes us, you know, people that do not glorify God or don't have the grateful heart, they will be saying things like, why do I need to be in church? Why do I need to join the service? And bit by bit, they begin to move back. They begin to move back. And don't forget, the devil is there. The devil is there. He's ready to hijack anyone that don't want to do the will of God. You will not be hijacked by the devil in the name of Jesus. So when people do not appreciate God or give him thanks, it creates barrier between them. It creates barrier between us and his grace. It creates barrier between us and God. And they will be separated from God. You will not be separated from the Lord in the name of Jesus. The number three things is that it leads to moral and spiritual decline or decay. When people don't appreciate God anymore, they begin to go down. Their spiritual life begin to die bit by bit. The fire on top of the altar begin to go down bit by bit. The fire on the altar begin to go down. They see the reason. They will see no reason why they have to pray every time. They will see why no reason why they have to return all the glory to God. And things that were not permissive, things that were not supposed to be tolerated. I mean, look at this country. Because we have lost it, we call it a Christian nation. People don't even understand, is it a Christian nation or not Christian nation anymore? Now all kind of things are being accepted. I mean, on the radio this week, they were talking about, should they give people right to be, you know, abortion? Should they give people right to, you know, they were confused. You know, they forgot what the laws of the law. I know mistakes happen. I know things can happen. You know, they forgot about the law of the law. And that's what happened. When people don't serve God, when people don't give God the glory, when people don't see the need of worshiping God or serving God the way they should serve God, their spiritual lives begin to be decay. They begin to go down spiritually. They begin to experience separation from the Lord. Why? Because they see no reason why they should praise God. So when people do not honor God and give God thanks, it leads to form of ungodliness and opens the door to every kind of evil. When the presence of God disappears in your life, the next thing that will fill your heart is the presence of the devil. As simple as that. When the presence of God is vacant in somebody's life, devil will occupy it. Devil will not occupy our life in the name of Jesus. The last thing, they miss God's blessing. They miss God's blessing. Whenever we refuse to appreciate God, whenever we refuse to give God the glory, whenever we refuse to thank God even for what we don't have, in expecting that God is able to do exceedingly, that God will provide it for us. But people that do not appreciate God, they miss his blessing. Why? Because we only focus on what we have. We only focus on what we don't have. And we complain about what we have not received, what we have not given. We've been praying. We've been fasting. Some of us, we give, we believe that our tithes and offering should bring back money. Our tithes and offering should bring back, you know, double portion. But at the end of the day, even though you are paying your tithes and offering, it does not just mean that you will get it back in money, whereby in longevity of life, whereby in your health, whereby protection over your children, whereby, you know, securing your home, whereby securing your business, whereby growing on every side. Hallelujah. So when we don't worship God, we miss the blessing. And the perfect example is taken from Luke chapter 17. You know, when Bible was talking about the 10 lepers, Bible says when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, and there were 10 lepers, and they saw Jesus as far off, you know, and they shouted, "Have mercy on us!" Why? Because they are lepers, you know, like according to the law of Jews, when people have like diseases, skin diseases or leprosy or things like that, they can't live in the town. They can't live among the people. They live at the outskirts of the town. So they saw Jesus Christ passing by, and they shouted, "Lord, show us mercy, show us mercy." And Jesus replied back. He said, "Go to the priest. Go to the priest and show yourself to the priest." Why? Because Jesus Christ cannot violate the law of the land. Why? Because for you to know definitely that the leprosy, the leper people have been cleaned, is the chief priest that we identify or check them to know that, yes, indeed, they were clean before return back to the society. But what the Bible says, the stranger, the Samaritan one, was the one that came back. The four of them, the nine of them, maybe because they've missed their wives or they've missed their husbands, they missed their children, they did not even allow the blessing to rest upon them. They shouted and they ran home. And the stranger one, the people that just got born again, the one that just gave their life to Christ, came back to Jesus. "Jesus, I am healed." Jesus answered, "Where are the rest of them? Where are you from?" "I'm a Samaritan." This is the problem of Jerusalem. This is the problem of the Israelites. We are familiar with Christ. This is the problem of Christians. We are familiar with Jesus. We are familiar with God. Why should I dance in the church? Why should I shout? Why should I open my mouth? Why do I need to sing? Do you know some people will say, I am not an expressive people or expressive person. I am grateful in my heart. I am grateful in my heart. Unspoken gratitude is ingratitude spoken. Ingratitude spoken. I can't express myself. I don't know how to say thank you, but I say it in my heart. Put yourself in the shoes of the person. If people do that kind of things to you, and they come back next time and they need your help, let us be honest. Because this is Jesus Christ. You know, this is the consequences of people that refuse to say thank you to God. So how much more you and I? I mean, we have seen it many times. Our relative back homes, when they needed your help, when they need something, they will call. In fact, they will call you 50 times until you pick their call and help them. After that, you don't even hear their call anymore. No text message, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then when you ask them, "Oh, I don't know how to express myself." But when you need my help, you know how to express yourself. So Bible says the ungrateful people, they miss on the blessing of the Lord. And that's what happened to the leper. The only one that returned back. Let me read what I put down here. Hallelujah. The one leper who returned and give thanks received physical healing and also a deeper spiritual blessing. A deeper spiritual blessing. A deeper spiritual blessing. Blessing that cannot run out. Blessing that a man cannot give to you. Blessing that you will enjoy here on earth and there in heaven. That's what people that are grateful, that's what God gives to them. That's their portion. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. This takes me to our Holy Communion. I believe we know that we are doing Holy Communion this morning. And I would like us to understand that Holy Communion leads to gratitude. Communion leads to gratitude. Communion leads to gratitude. When we take communion, we are reminded of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. We are reminded of the pain that he went through. We are reminded of the price he paid so you and I can be alive, so you and I can have salvation. So it is not a ritual. It is not because other churches are doing it. It's not because everyone are doing it, so we too, we should join them to do it. Can you please bring the table forward, please? Usher, please, God bless you. It's not because others are doing it, but it's because we should be grateful. We should. It's a reminder for us to appreciate God more. So why do we need to remember God? So we can be grateful. So we can be grateful. You can only be grateful when you remember those things He has done for you. You can only be grateful when you remember what God has done for you. You can only be grateful when you remember the price He paid. So Holy Communion, it should be a heart of gratitude. It should be an habit of a grateful person. It should be an habit that a grateful people cultivate. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to our Holy Communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 25. And on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. And He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." So Holy Communion is meant to be a model of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let's please rise on our feet. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing on ever before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Father, this is Your blood, and this is Your body. As we partake of this, in remembrance of what You have done for us, may we be satisfied in the name of Jesus. As we eat Your flesh, everything that is not like You in our lives disappear in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is Your blood. As it enters our lives, every infirmities, everything that You, God, has not created with us, be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Everyone that participates of this, your life will not remain the same in the name of Jesus. You will be made whole completely in the name of Jesus. From every infirmity, from every shame, from every shackles of the enemies, you'll be free in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.